At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is The Handle with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hour number two of The Handle here on DraftKings Network. VSiN, Matt Brown, Mike Somich coming to you as always, proudly brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Mike, we don't get a ton of breaking news here on the show, but we do get this coming through from Shams. This is kind of the big news of the hour here for us, at least as we move into the NBA playoffs with the tip off here in about 10 minutes. Milwaukee Bucks star Damian Lillard suffered a strained Achilles and is in a walking boot, serious doubt over his availability for game four. He comes back and gives us some more context. He played through significant soreness in the Achilles in recent weeks, but re-aggravated the injury late in the fourth quarter of the game three loss. The Bucks are now facing the likelihood of playing without both Lillard and Giannis. Sorry, guys, it's over. I mean, Herculean effort from Middleton, still didn't get it done, and that was with Lillard out there. Now no Lillard, no Giannis. Mike, this is a wrap.
Yeah, bye, Bucks. Yeah. Have a nice offseason. I was just checking over on DraftKings to see if anything was available. All the series prices down right now. Not surprised that that no operator is going to let you bet into this with this breaking news. We'll see when those repost up, but be very interested to see what Pacers in five and Pacers in six prices are going to be, because I would expect the Pacers in five now going to be a favorite in that series.
We got a tip coming to you in about 10 minutes. That's the Cavs and the Magic. It is 2.5 in favor of the Magic at home over the Cavs. 201.5 is your total, plus 120 if you think the Cavs win it outright. Mike is on the Magic and laying it. I'm on the under 201.5 in this game. Again, we got a 121 point output by the Magic, which is big time out of their character, and still only got to 204 points in the game there, Mike. So I'll still play the 201. I know it's tiny. I mean, I know that's a tiny total, but at the end of the day, I think we get back to that kind of rock fight stuff. We get a defense that hasn't allowed the Cavs to get to 100 points yet so far. So even if you do like the Cavs in the game, which I know you don't, but even if you do like the Cavs in the game, they still have yet to reach that 100 point mark in this one. So with that, I'll take the under 201.5.
Yeah, game one and game two easily go under that total. You mentioned the 121 outburst we saw from Orlando. It's the only reason we saw any game in this series go over the total so far. The opening total here was 207.5 in game one. We've seen it tick down a full 6 points. We talked about this series being a rock fight, playing those unders. I don't have an under in for this game. I would play the under if I was going to. I mentioned earlier, I'm going to wait till the second half here. I hope this game is close. I think this is going to be the first close game we get in this series. And if that's the case, I'll take the under in the second half when I think both these teams tighten up on the offensive side and tighten up a little bit defensively as well. So I'm waiting for the second half to play the under, but I do have the Magic -2 in this spot. I think they're going to be able to get it done at home. This is going to be a series where we'll see if anyone can win a game on the road. That's going to be the big question mark.
Three more games today. Thunder and Pelicans. Thunder 1.5 favorites on the road, 209.5 there. Celtics and Heat. Celtics 9-point road favorites in that one. 204 is your total. And then the Nuggets and Lakers, your last tip. 3.5-point favorites, Nuggets on the road over the Lakers, 218 is your total there. We go around and, man, we keep our eyes open. We keep our ears open. We get all the news in the sports world. We're going to let you know whether it's good or bad.
Is it good news?
I got great news, guys.
Or is it bad news?
What type of news is it?
Well, to be perfectly frank, it's bad.
Mike, this was something, and listen, whether the Pat McAfee show is your cup of tea or not, the one thing I will say, no matter what, he gets guests on, and for whatever reason, I don't know if it's just the environment of how laid back everything is, whether it's because you're talking to an ex-athlete who's still kind of young and whatever, like, I don't know, but he just gets people to talk and say things on his show that just they don't say in other interviews. And he's kind of talking about how he hated the preseason whenever he was a player, blah, blah. And then he has Roger Goodell on the show and kind of starts playing with Roger Goodell off of that. Then Roger Goodell talks about how he actually doesn't really like the preseason either. And then Pat McAfee then takes that opportunity to say, like, well, hey, okay, well, then what about, you know, we've got to 17 games, which is nice. Like, what do you think about, you know, 18 games, blah, 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 blah. And there it is. Roger Goodell says his preferred kind of schedule, if he could get something done moving forward, be to take away another preseason game, only have two preseason games, have 18 regular season games, add a bye week. And what that would do then, kick this thing down to where the Super Bowl is actually happening on President's Day weekend, which, guess, Mike, that is a 3-day weekend. So we would get, you know, air quote holiday for the Super Bowl and all of that. I think us as bettors, we would love that. I mean, I think that's great. But what say you about this just overall?
I mean, I think maybe we should just go sleeveless for a day, Matt, and see if we can get our guests to give up some more information here. Look, I think this is a positive. I think this is where we knew we were all headed anyway. They want to have more regular season games. They make more money off regular season games than preseason games. Preseason injuries have been a big talk. I'm not sure the Players Association all that interested in playing 18 games at this point, but the rest of this sounds great. I mean, I wouldn't mind an extra week. I wouldn't mind the 18-game schedule. I already treat the Monday after the Super Bowl like a holiday anyway, so I'd be happy to have a holiday there set up. And it kind of fits. Like, they want to have more regular season games and less preseason games. So from a financial standpoint, makes a ton of sense. From a scheduling standpoint, makes a ton of sense. From a betting standpoint, I would love it still. So, yeah, I'm in for this. I'm not so sure the Players Association will be.
I absolutely love it. And I think for us, just overall, the preseason now has just become a joke, right? Like, a lot of the key players don't play at all. We used to get where there was one week where we're like, okay, we're going to see most of the starters. That really doesn't exist anymore anyway. Like, we get starters for maybe a quarter over the entire preseason. So what are we even doing, right? Like, if we're not actually using this to prep these guys, Mike, it's just wasting time. And so if we're going to have them out there and they're going to be going through training camp as it is anyway, and all, like, okay, let's just add a game. And honestly, I wonder though if the Players Association will fight back on this too much, considering these guys do get an extra bye week now, because I think the extra bye week really and truly is going to make the NFL a better product, because these guys, you know, we all want the best versions of these teams whenever we're heading into the playoffs. We don't want to see these teams limping into the playoffs or vice versa, because you know, some of these teams that were doing really, really good, and then they just get beat up, and they're so beat up that they can't do anything. And so with that, I think they could buy in with that extra bye week. And of course, for us as bettors, that creates a longer season. That gives us more games to bet on, more weeks to bet on, all of that. So it is, for me, I'm all in on this.
It feels like the teams could use the extra bye week with the number of international games we're getting as well. When we're playing in Mexico City, when we're playing five games in Europe, it makes it a lot harder to schedule these things out. And so having that extra bye week and allowing all of those teams to have a bye coming back, I think is a favorable thing as well. So as we continue to expand internationally, I could see how they could use that to their advantage.
Yeah, it's the other thing too that we handicap, right, is when a team's bye week is. And like, there are bye week biases out there. And like, you know, most of these teams, you ask them, you hear them, they would prefer it to kind of be right after the midpoint of the season. Like, that's where they would really like the bye to be. But then you get these teams that get these super early byes or these super late byes. And is that a competitive advantage? If you ask them, it is, because they say, no, we don't want it early, we don't want it late. We'd like to kind of have it right in the middle. Well, this would allow for everyone to kind of have sort of the same bye schedule as well whenever you have two different bye weeks, Mike. And again, if we want to make this thing as fair as possible, the NFL, they claim what they want to do is as much parity as they can possibly get. Well, this is something we can control, something they can control, and then we get at least a little bit more of a competitive, the competitive advantages for these teams get wiped out.
Yeah, the early buy and the late buy can be brutal. I mean, if you have that early buy and then you get banged up, it's so hard to be able to try and find a way to get healthy. And if you have the late buy, things just run away from you by the time you even have the buy that it causes an issue. So being able to inject two of them in the season for each team, a positive, I'd be really interested to see how they do that, how they work it, because you can't have an early and late. You kind of have to figure out, you know, do we have a week 4 and week 12? And so that whole scheduling aspect, I think, does get very interesting and a little more difficult for the NFL, because you don't want to give such a competitive advantage to it. But again, having that option of two buys allows you to make sure that each of these teams is ready to go for the playoffs. You can have one of those later buys there, and it gives us an extra week to bet. So yeah, I'm in.
San Francisco 49ers, Mike. We know there was a lot of stuff that was out there about what they were going to do with Brandon Ayuk. And so they go out and they do draft a wide receiver in the draft. But then the news comes out throughout the course of this that maybe it's Debo that could be on the move as opposed to Ayuk. I think we're looking at a situation in which the 49ers are kind of like in the same deal where the Cincinnati Bengals are, where they can't afford to pay both guys. It's probably better to get something back than nothing. And so now we have Debo Samuel that might be on the move for San Francisco as opposed to Brandon Ayuk.
I think this is good news if you're a 49ers fan. To me, I think Ayuk is the player that you want on that roster over Debo. I know that Debo is more versatile. He can run the football. He's great after the catch with the yak and able to break tackles, but he's also injury prone. And to me, that's one of the big things that I'm looking to avoid as a wide receiver gets older. I'm not sure how much Debo Samuel is going to be able to stay on the field. And you would get a nice haul back for Debo if you do move him somewhere. So I think it's a positive if you're a Niners fan. It also means that you're probably going to see Ayuk getting to a deal, a long-term deal. And he is phenomenal against man coverage around being able to get open. So I like the idea, if I'm a Niners fan here, to keep Ayuk over Samuel, especially with what you'll get back for Samuel.
Yeah, I think it's good news from a fan perspective and bad news from a front office perspective, because it's good news if you're a fan. Ayuk's the better receiver. You want the guy who's the more prototypical receiver. And obviously, I think the upside we've already seen with Ayuk is sky high. From a front office standpoint, you're not going to get as big of a haul for Debo as you would have for Ayuk. So there is that, I guess. If you have to get rid of one of them, you hate to have to get rid of one of them. At least if you get rid of Ayuk, you probably get back a really nice haul as opposed to what we get with Debo. Because as you mentioned, he is kind of a gadget guy at the end of the day, right? I mean, he's not your true, you know, wide receiver that we see most of these guys line up with. He's kind of like running back, playing receiver out there. You get him the ball and then you just kind of let him do with it the yards after catch and stuff like that. So I'll put it this way. I think they kind of tipped their hand. They took Ricky Pearsall in the first round. One of these guys is going to be on the move. If it is Debo, you know, I'm curious as to where he ends up.
I'm curious to see what the compensation is, too. I mean, heading into the draft, we were talking about Ayuk was going to be traded for, you know, a mid-teens pick, right? What do you get for Debo? Is it a second-rounder? Right. Like, what's that haul going to be back for someone like Debo Samuels, who really needs to fit into the specific offense that he is going to?
We told you what we think about the NBA playoffs. So let's see what Mike Randall over there, Chief Content Officer at FTN Network, thinks about the NBA when we come back here.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is The Handle with Matt Brown and Mike Sumage on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Is The Handle here on a Saturday. Matt and Mike coming to you. Mike, we got a punter off the board. The Bears, with pick number 122, select Iowa punter Torrey Taylor. And the kicking crew is out, man. They are like, this guy's awesome. He is so great. Like, what a great pick. So I don't know much about punters. Didn't really look into that at all for the draft, but we have our first punter.
Yeah, I mean, he was very good at Iowa. Still a terrible pick. Just don't draft a punter. don't draft kickers, period. But he was very good at Iowa. He was a big part of their offensive repertoire because he set up multiple safeties for them this year.
We know that one team, the Chicago Bears, has gone ahead and invested in the future. That's investing in the future, Atlanta Falcons. If you want to know how to do that, that's investing in the future. You get you a punter. You get you a good punter. Mike, got you a punter for a decade.
What would you be more upset about if they took Penix or if they took the punter off the board at eight?
Honestly, I keep going back to this. At least the punter can play from day one. At least the punter can play from day one. If you're in win now mode, at least the punter can play from day one. That is not the case with Michael Penix. We are underway over in the NBA as well, guys. We're sitting 9-9 currently with 6:42 left. That total's now fallen to 197.5 live on that. Yay for me and that under 201.5. Still 2.5 there on the live line as well. Now join us here on the Progressive Guest Line, Mike Randall. You can find his great work over at the FTN Network and at Randall Rant over on the Twitter machine. Mike, thanks for joining us, man.
Thanks, guys, for having me. Exciting. Got an NFL draft. We got NBA playoffs. I mean, what's better than this?
So we got you here to talk some NBA, but let's just real quick, your biggest takeaway from the draft as far as like, oh, I actually think this team could be better this year because of what they did in the draft.
Vikings off the top, really well done. And most of the time, guys, we don't like trading up, but I believe you go get the players that you want. They went up and they got J.J. McCarthy. They then went up, got a defensive player to help them as well. They just seem like there's a purpose. There's a rhyme and a reason. We don't have to get into Atlanta. I'm sure you've discussed Atlanta enough, but there needs to be a rhyme and a reason. I even respect the Giants because you don't give Daniel Jones $81 million guaranteed and then go draft a quarterback in the top five. You don't do that. So following your plan, making a decision, following through. I think the Vikings had a great, great draft here, and certainly the Bears as well, goes without saying.
So go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, the whole NFC North, I thought, did a phenomenal job. Even Detroit picking up a cornerback, trading up, getting a quarterback in round one, getting another cornerback in round two. And we saw the Green Bay add a tackle who's going to play guard for them, who's very athletic. I thought the whole North did a very good job.
Yeah, the offensive lineman went like crazy. And then what you saw in the back end of round one, which was surprising to me, is people started going after wide receivers. So we need to remember that for next year's draft. When you have a player who I think is a stud at that position, even if it's limited, that makes the teams want to get that player even more. The Giants grabbing Tyler Newbin, guys, safety out of Minnesota, well-rounded like a mini Ronnie Lott. He can hit players. He's athletic. He's strong. He was clearly, in my mind, the best safety. So getting your best linebacker, getting the best wide receiver, filling whatever you have to do. And is anyone surprised, guys, that the Chiefs took a wide receiver? Because they just reload every year.
The only thing I am surprised about, actually, is the fact that their rival let them go up and get whoever they wanted. That's the crazy thing about all of this. Like, hey, Bills, what are you doing? Like, if the Chiefs call, everybody else answer the phone. Chiefs call, just hang up. Like, what are you doing?
Guys, it makes me think back to Oklahoma City, the Thunder, when they had Durant, Westbrook, and Harden, and they're up 3-1 on Golden State, and you think they're going to be there forever, and it crumbles. The Bills guys are going the wrong direction here. I think things could get really bad in Buffalo very quickly.
I'm with you on that one for sure. Over in the NBA, we do have one game going right now, so we'll keep people updated on that one. But we do have a tip coming in a couple hours, the Thunder and the Pelicans. Thunder are 1.5-point road favorites here over the Pelicans. 209.5 is our total. What do you see here in this one?
I love telling the 209 because we liked it at 210 here at FTN. 21.6% edge is what we find. Whenever you have a double digit ends at FTN, we just combined to one site now, FTN Fantasy. It is a go and it is a play for us here. Oklahoma City, third best team to the over at home. They're going to be, third best team to the over at home. They're going to be able to score. We like the over. We liked it at 210. Really like it at 209. Strong 21% edge, which equates, guys, to a 75% probability of hitting. There's going to be points here with the Pelicans and the Thunder.
Everybody likes a bet at 75%. You're going to win in the long run if you hit them at 75% there. You got a couple props from this game as well. Who do you like in the prop market?
Guys, I think it's CJ McCollum day is what it is. And listen, he gets his shots. He's the main focus. No Zion Williamson. And the Pelicans have been able to score around him. But we have him at a play over 21.5 points. That's a 17% edge. We project him for 26 points today. He got his shots. And you saw in the last game, he started to get going there in the second half. I think it's CJ McCollum day. Congratulations. Very happy here. We like the over for him as well. On the other team here, Chet Holmgren. Everyone's going to make an adjustment. That's why these teams do this. And you see the Pelicans now are going to have to make an adjustment on Chet Holmgren, who's been able to pick and pop and hit threes at will. So a little contrarian for us, but we're going under 1.5 made three-pointers for Chet Holmgren. If you look at our prop tool, we had it as a huge edge for us here. Again, something that you're not going to assume or not something you're not going to see, but we like Chet Holmgren going under because I think they're going to make adjustments is what they're going to do. And they're going to defend that pick and pop with him as well, because he's been absolutely killing them from three. You can get that at plus money, usually like a plus 130. We have that one almost a 9% edge here. Looking forward to that as well.
Talking to Mike Randall, FTNFantasy.com. I know this isn't one of your official plays, but just quick thoughts here as the Celtics head on the road. Miami, they're now 9.5. This actually just ticked up as we were talking. So it went from 9 to 9.5. Now 9.5 point road favorites over the Heat.
I have to follow what the numbers are telling us. Miami just scorched them from three-point range, hitting like 58%, and the spread is now almost double digits. So if I was picking a side, I would go with the Celtics here. I know it's a lot of points, but they had a miracle game, Miami, scorching the Nets from three. Now Delone Wright may not be available for this game. That hurts their depth as well. I know it seems like a big number, and it's like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. You got to walk over there and take a leap of faith. I think you take the leap of faith here and lay the points with the Celtics.
Yeah, Heat culture apparently shooting 54% from three now, Mike. Who knew that they could even do that? The Heat being able to do that in Boston, just absolutely wild. You do have a couple player props like from that game. You want to talk about those?
Yeah, Al Horford got an awful lot of playing time. So our player props are always based, of course, on minutes, which is why you've seen some opportunities for players who are only averaging about 32 minutes going to 38. We like Al Horford under 5.5 rebounds. Horford is hovering around the outside. You have the battle inside with Porzingis and Bam Adebayo. We don't see Horford hitting this number at 5.5. Different player, home and away, likes to be in the corner on offense to let Tatum and Brown sort of do what they need to do. Don't see a lot of offensive rebounds. So one of our plays here is Al Horford under 5.5 rebounds. Second one for us, Derek White on the road, huge facilitator here. Love his averages. We're going over 4.5 assists for Derek White in this game. Sort of tether the props, guys, to how we think the game is going to go. And I think the Celtics are going to win this one. This is our second best assist prop of the day. One was Caris LeVert, which is going on right now. Second one here at FTM in our prop shop, Derek White, over 4.5 assists. You can get that around plus 120. We have a 14% edge on that game, which is a strong probability of hitting. I think it's a Celtics comfortable win. I think Derek White is facilitating. I think it's a big game for Porzingis and Tatum and Brown. So we'll hit the over there and his assists as well.
Mike, last tip of the day, Nuggets and the Lakers, 3.5 point favorites. Nuggets on the road, 218 the total, and that's where you're looking.
Oh, yeah, 218 the total. We're going over 218 points. Look, I think the Lakers are done, guys. But the problem is they don't have a lot of depth and they never have. So what you've noticed this year coming into the playoffs, they are not able to really D up and be as physical as they want because they can't get into foul trouble. So they're going to try to outscore them tonight. Anthony Davis has had a lot of success here, even against Jokic, and LeBron James as well, of course, going to be able to do it all. But Jokic last game got two fouls in the first quarter and they were still able to roll. I think their best plan of attack tonight is to try to outscore them at home, force that game five. Either way, we like the over here with our model. Our over in this matchup, we project it at a 7% edge. 7% edge. We're going over here in this matchup between Denver and the Lakers.
Now, Mike, we got about a minute left here. Real quick question for you. If it is Boston and the Nuggets in the finals, who should be the favorite in that series?
To me, I'm an old school guy. So you have to beat the champs to be the champs. I'm going to favor Denver. And you know the Bucks are going to favor the Celtics because, guys, it has been proven throughout NBA history that if you win your conference by 10 games or more, you win your conference, number one seed, you usually do well. Lakers, Bulls, etc. But to me, you have to beat the champs first. I'll roll with the Nuggets as the favorite in that one, but they will be the underdog.
He is Mike Randall. You can find him over at FTNFantasy.com. Awesome stuff that you guys got going on over there. Use it as a resource during the NFL season a ton, Mike. So appreciate the time today, buddy.
Always appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
It is 18-13 with about 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Magic down by 5 here early to the Cavs. The in-game total now down to 194.5. If you think the Magic come all the way back, plus 114, Mike.
Yeah, no three-pointers made yet in this game, Matt. That's good for the under.
We'll see what happens with all of that, but I'm liking where this is headed right now. What do we think about the rookie of the year market? We'll talk that when we come back.
This is The Handle with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hey, you got to get VSiN.com in your daily rotation of websites. We know you're out there looking for sports news, betting insights. Well, you can get all of that over at VSiN.com. It's new and improved and also mobile friendly. VSIN.com for your bets, your splits, your articles, your odds, your tools, your guides, all of it. VSIN.com. Matt Brown, Mike Somich, coming to you here on a Saturday as the NFL draft rolls on. We just got a stat come through that the punter we spoke of that went in the draft from Iowa punted for 1,000 more yards last year than the Iowa offense went for in total. In total, Mike.
Not good. That's not good. Are we going to have more special teams players from Iowa drafted than offensive players? That should have been a prop.
I mean, that is wild. 1,000 more yards than what they had total on offense. Whew. That is something else. Okay. So we said, yeah, draft markets are gone. Kind of hurts my heart. Kind of hurts Mike's heart. However, new markets pop up because of what happened in the draft. And one of those is the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. And so, Mike, we take a look at this and we know this is an award in which they want to give to a quarterback. It is easy to give it to a quarterback. They are the ones that are the focal point of all of these teams. They are the ones that have the easiest counting stats for us to get behind, et cetera, et cetera. So with that, Caleb Williams, 2-1. That said, Marvin Harrison sitting 6-1, Jaden Daniels, 6.5-1, JJ McCarthy, 8-1, Malik Nabers, 9-1, Drake May, 16-1, Xavier Worthy, 16-1, Bo Nix, 16-1, and Rome Odunze, 18-1. Everybody else is 25-1 or longer. If we start at the top with Caleb Williams, we know he's going to start from day one, so we put that on our list, right? I mean, that's one of the things. You're going to have to start. You're going to have to play if you're going to win this award. He's going to start from day one. They went. He's stepping into a situation where he already had Moore. He already had Allen, and then they go and they draft Odunze. So got guys to throw to. You can check that off as well. Got some offensive linemen for him, and the defense should be a little bit better, which actually does help the offense too whenever you're not just always playing catch-up chase mode. I understand why he is the favorite because he checks most of the boxes you're looking for whenever we're trying to get a profile of who might win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, it makes a ton of sense. You mentioned the weapons that he's going to have. They're going to throw the football there in Chicago. He has every opportunity to win this award. You would expect that he opens the favorite. I'm a little surprised that he's plus 200. I thought you might get around plus 300, plus 350, somewhere in that range, because this is a quarterback award, and it looks like we're going to have 5 quarterbacks that are starting right out of the gate, and you've got some pretty good landing spots here as well. I mean, you look at someone like JJ McCarthy, who has Jefferson and Addison on the outside. You've got Hockenson up the middle. I mean, that's a very good offense that he is landing in as well, with a little bit more veteran flair there on the outside. So I don't hate the idea of JJ McCarthy sitting there at 8-1. You look at someone like Jaden Daniels, who's sitting there at 6.5-1. He's got McLaren. He's got the offensive pieces, and that's another team that should be down. So you're going to be throwing the football quite a bit. I'm surprised that Caleb Williams is this short of a price. I don't disagree he should be the favorite, but I am surprised he's this short of a price.
Yeah, I guess we look at the 2-1 there, but then the next two guys, I mean, you know, you're sitting there with Harrison and Daniels. We assume Jaden Daniels is definitely playing from day one. They, you know, I can only imagine your number two pick overall is playing from day one. Harrison's going to step into a decent situation as well, Mike. But listen, for a wide receiver to win this over at least three quarterbacks that are likely to start from day one, if not four quarterbacks that are going to start from day one, he would have to just have one of the most ridiculous seasons we've ever seen. Now, that being said, he is stepping in to be wide receiver one from the get-go too. That is something, right? A lot of these wide receivers are coming in. There's other guys in the room. They'll probably have a chance to kind of work their way into that one role, but most of them are going to be kind of twos, if not even threes in some of these situations. But Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be wide receiver one from the day he steps on the field there in Arizona. So the thought of him putting up really, really big numbers is not crazy.
No, it's not crazy. And so is Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers is going to be wide receiver number one up with the Giants as well from day one. He's sitting on the board right now at plus 900. The Arizona offense, you expect going to be a little bit more pass happy than New York's offense and the Giants offense there. And you got Kyler Murray, who's going to be running around all over the place. You'd think that's going to set up well for Marvin Harrison to be able to break open later in routes as well versus Daniel Jones. He's still mobile, but you expect you're going to get a few more passing yards there out of that Arizona offense. So they're both viable targets if you want to try and play this market because they are wide receiver number one. But to me, the reason this has to go to a quarterback, and really it's between Williams and it's between McCarthy for me, because the Bears or the Vikings are going to make the playoffs, right? Like one of the two will make the playoffs and be led there by a rookie quarterback. That has to be at least factored into who you're looking for in this market.
Yeah, it's you can start to tick off some of these names as well, right? So you take a look like Roma Dunze, you can just take all, he's sitting at 18 to one. He should be 48 to one, because if he puts up good enough stats to win this award, then Caleb Williams had a good enough year and it's going to go to him. So like I don't see a scenario in which Roma Dunze can win this award at all, Mike. I mean, seriously, like I don't see a path at all other than Caleb Williams getting hurt and then some other quarterback stepping in and then Roma Dunze going off. But even then he would have to have a really big outlier of a season considering he's stepping in to be the wide receiver three.
Yeah. I mean, look, Keenan Allen's gonna get hurt at some point, so he'll be wide receiver two at some point during the season. But he's Billy 2B starting it out. So he's not going to be the go-to guy right from it. And like you said, every yard he gets is going to be thrown by Caleb Williams most likely, and that really hurts his chances. I look at like Bo Nix, I look at Drake May, both of them sitting on the board at 16 to one. How are they going to win this? They're not going to have the best stats of any of these quarterbacks. Both of those situations are not wonderful from a wide receiver perspective. They're not going to get nearly as many wins as some of these quarterbacks that are listed here. To me, both of them are dead money on this board as well.
I think May is dead money. I don't necessarily think Nix is. The reason is I don't know if May is going to start from day one. You kind of start to hear conflicting reports on that from up there in New England. So we'll see. Obviously, we have a lot of time for that to play out, but I don't know if he starts from day one. But Bo Nix is going to have to start from day one. And you look, I mean, there is Cortland Sutton there. If you forget, they signed Josh Reynolds, who I understand should be more of a three or whatever, but is instead of a two. Marvin Mims is still in town. They went and got Troy Franklin, who is very familiar with Bo Nix. They played together. I don't think he's dead strictly because of the fact that he is going to be the starter. He is going to get a ton of opportunity to put up some numbers.
Yeah, he'll get the opportunity. With the other quarterbacks that are involved here, every wide receiver room, not everyone, Chicago's wide receiver room, Washington's wide receiver room, and Minnesota's wide receiver room, all significantly better than Denver and on better teams than Denver. And so for me, it's even if he has equal stats as one of those three guys, he's going to lose the award because the team won't be nearly as good. So I think it's a tough case to make for Bo Nix. I also don't think Bo Nix is as good as the other three. So I'm not exactly high on Bo Nix coming into this either, so that is definitely affecting my opinion here. But
hey, he's got a little Jordan Humphrey in the wide receiver room. All right, do you forgetting he has a little Jordan Humphrey?
My bad. Never mind. Yeah. I take it back. Bo Nix for rookie of the year.
Yeah, little Jordan Humphrey. It's a little Jordan Humphrey season there in Denver. On the defensive side, Dallas Turner is your favorite at 4-1. Latu's at 7-1. Mitchell's at 10-1. Verse is at 11-1. Robinson 13, Arnold 13, Murphy is 13. So a lot of guys here that are all clumped together. Mike, I typically fade defensive backs in this award mainly because it's hard for them to get counting stats, because one of the things about being a good defensive back is they throw away from you. Like, you don't get the opportunity to get counting stats because the one thing that they can do is avoid you if they want to. So I tend to not go that direction. So I know Arnold is sitting there and Mitchell is sitting there and DeJean is sitting there. Like, they're all going to start and they're all going to play from day one. Even Kool-Aid McKinstry there for the Saints, they're all going to be in the starting lineup for these teams. But again, if they play really, really well, the problem is they probably won't have a lot of pass breakups. They probably won't have a lot of interceptions or anything like that because teams will just choose to go to the other side.
Yeah, to me, this is a sack award, right? So you're looking at edges. I'm not even interested in Murphy, who I think could be one of the best defensive linemen in this draft, but he's going to be playing in the middle. He's a D tackle up in Seattle. It's hard for him to get counting stats from a sack perspective. So it really comes down to four guys here for me: Turner, Latu, Verse, and Chop Robinson. And of those situations, the only one that's not going to get doubled all the time is Chop Robinson. Yeah. So for me, if I'm going to bet anybody here, I'll go with the edge that went down to Miami at 13-1. I realize he wasn't phenomenal with sacks at Penn State his final 2 years. I believe it was 8.5 sacks. But you've got Phillips, you've got Chubb, you've got other guys on that lineup that are going to get a lot more attention than Chop Robinson will right out of the gate. I think that gives him an advantage over some of these guys like Dallas Turner, who's expected to be one of the best pass rushers in Minnesota. Latu, who's going to be the guy in Indianapolis. I think Chop Turner at 13-1 is the right look here.
Yeah, I really like that one as well. If I was picking one today, that would be my pick. I would put that in the account. I probably won't because I don't like to do that. I mean, a lot of the weird things can happen. I think it would take a lot for Caleb Williams not to win it on the offensive side. But if I was putting a ticket in the account, it would be McCarthy and Nix. I'd play both of them because, again, both guys going to play from day one. And they're bigger odds, right? I mean, Caleb Williams is the favorite for a reason. He's stepping into a really good situation, should have good yardage. But I think the same deal could happen with McCarthy or Nix if things kind of flow in the right direction.
Yeah, it'd be McCarthy for me on the offensive side. He's got KOC up there, who's a very good offensive coordinator, going to scheme it up, and Chop Robinson on the defensive side for me.
Hockey and horses when we come back here on The Handle.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is The Handle with Matt Brown and Mike Somich on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Hey, if you are not a DraftKings Sportsbook customer, we got a deal for you. You go in, you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, and when you do, use promo code VSIN, V-S-I-N, make a deposit, bet $5. And when you bet $5, we're going to give you $200 instantly in bonus bets. So head on over, make your first deposit. VSIN is your promo code, V-S-I-N. You bet $5, you're going to get $200 instantly in bonus bets over at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Matt and Mike here on a Saturday. We finished 23-22 in the first quarter there with the Cavs and Magic. So we are tightening things back up there, Mike, with this Magic squad. It is currently 8-8 in the second quarter. So we're neck and neck, and we'll see if they can keep this Cavs team from, you know, getting hot from beyond the arc. And if that's the case, then, you know, this is the kind of what we want. We want a rock fight with this Magic team.
We do. We want as low scoring as possible in these games. Right now, the team's combined 1 for 8 from 3-point range. So that's what we are looking for. Hopefully the Magic can keep that defense rolling and then find some offense at some point here, guys. Come on, let's go.
Let's do what we can to maybe, you know, also score just a little
important,
but not too much. Not too much to where we go over 201.5. So there we go.
Not 121 again.
As sports bettors, we're so weird. Hey, we'd like you to win the game, but don't win by too much and maybe keep the other team from scoring too much as well along the way. Just so we can, you know, make everything line up. That'd be great.
And if it could be close at the end of the first half, like about the second half under, that'd be great too.
Yeah, there we go. See, that's all we're asking. We're not asking for too much with all of this.
Come on.
We are only a week away from the biggest horse race on the planet. That being said, we are in the middle of the NHL playoffs as well. We're going to let Mike talk about some hockey.
Technical regulation size or what?
It's time to ask Mike Somich, what the
f***? Don't you ever touch my puck?
Yes, it is the Hockey and Horses segment that you have been waiting on. We have the first puck drop coming in about 25 minutes. Hurricanes and Islanders. That is currently Hurricanes minus 185, plus 160 for the Islanders there. 5.5 is our total. When we look down the board here, Mike, you don't have a play on that one, but we do get to the second game in the Panthers Lightning where you do have a play.
Yeah, this is a Panthers team that I liked quite a bit heading into it. If you read the write-ups about series in the first round, I talked about the Panthers here, minus 170, thought that was a big edge. We played Panthers minus 1.5, plus 115, up 3-0, looking pretty good on both those bets. I'm going to go back to the well with this Panthers team. I think they are just better top to bottom than the Lightning. I think they're able to complete the sweep and do it in regulation. So we're going to take the Panthers plus 115 to win in regulation today and close out the Lightning.
I like it. I like it. Our second puck drop, Bruins and Leafs, that is 8:10 Eastern, minus 120 Leafs at home here, even money on the Bruins. This is sitting at 6 as the total.
This is going to be a barn burner. Toronto is going to be exploding one way or the other. The Leafs down 2-1 in this series. They've won just one playoff round since 2016, 2017. That was last year in the first round. This Bruins team always been a struggle for them. But we've consistently seen these games or these series go 7. If that's the case, the Leafs have to win tonight. I'm not going to play the minus 120. Let's go for the big win here, Matt. The big number. We're going to lay the 1.5 plus 215 with the Leafs. I think we're going to get a big time effort out of this Toronto team. And so I want to try and take advantage of that and get the biggest plus money possible. So we're going to go Leafs minus 1.5 plus 215.
Last puck drop is on the West Coast. Even late for us out here on the West Coast, Mike, 7:40 Pacific, 10:40. Eastern for you night owls over there who want to watch your hockey. It is minus 112 Stars, minus 108 on the Knights. 5.5 is our total. We said the Knights have stolen the first two games in this one. Head back home here to Vegas.
Yeah, we're going to take the over here at the 5.5 number. I generally not an over player in the playoffs, but this Golden Knights team last year and this year have been a team that has created early goals in the first period, and that tends to lead toward overs. Once you get some scoring on the board, you see the style in these games change up, not nearly as defensive. I think we're going to see an early goal here from these two teams. You're going to see a very, very aggressive Stars team as well. They absolutely have to win this game. I think they're going to try and get the offense rolling early as well. So we're going to go over that 5.5 total tonight with the Stars and the Golden Knights.
Let's head over to the track.
Saddle up, partner. Want to bet the horses with Mike Somich?
When I bet on horses, I never lose. Why? I bet on all the horses.
It's time to pony up.
Giddy up.
Okay, Mike, we're a week away from the Kentucky Derby. You said at the top of the show, we're going to find out a lot of information a little bit later today as well. I do want to go ahead and get to your Gulfstream play so that we can circle back and have some time to really talk through the Derby stuff here in advance of the information, post times and the post positions, things like that. So let's head over to Gulfstream, start at race number 8.
Let's do it. We're going to go with the number one horse in race number 8. He's Pure Gold. 5-2 on the morning line. He's running six straight stakes races, now dropping into allowance company. So a cutback in class here. A lot of these other horses have faced each other and kind of traded wins between each other. But the one, He's Pure Gold, dropping in and draws perfectly in that one post. Has tactical speed. There is quite a bit of speed in the race. So should be able to sit on the rail, save ground on both turns, be able to kick it in gear in lane. I think he's able to get the job done. And I think we're going to get all that 5-2 price as well. This is a pretty competitive race with 11 horses, so I'd expect the price at 5-2 to hold for He's Pure Gold in the 8th at Gulfstream.
You know, you might have picked the best name in the field. I don't know if I can argue with you on this one, Mike. Like, I'm sitting here looking at the rest of them. I mean, Maybe American Speed is pretty cool. I mean, that's kind of a cool name, but he's pure gold. I think you've actually done it. You've finally picked not only who you think is going to win, but also the best name in the field.
Look at that. You got Like a King in there. You could go with Like a King or He's a Mess. Both of those decent names.
Decent.
You really want to bet a horse named He's a Mess, though? Probably not.
Probably not. Like the King. Yeah, no. You did it. I'm happy that we can agree on that one. What about race 10?
Race number 10. This is a wide open turf sprint from Gulfstream Park. One of my favorite horses in training is running Yes, I Am Free. The 3-horse has a ton of speed, loves the Gulfstream Park turf. 10 for 29 going this distance. His career 9 for 20 over this Gulfstream Park turf. He's going to set the pace, but there is quite a bit of speed in here. So I do think he might have trouble holding on late. So we're going to play a little exact and we're going to go to the 11 horse here. XY Speed as the other horse. XY Speed and rare case where an 8-year-old just keeps getting better. One last time over this course at this distance was able to close from off the pace. I think he's going to get the setup again today. So we're going to play a 3-11 exact the box in the 10th race here at Gulfstream Park. Should be another competitive race of 12 horses. Important to note as well, both of these are included in the mandatory pick six payout. That pool should get over $3 million today as well. So if you're playing Gulfstream, make sure you check out that pick six payout.
Sorry, Mike. It's Mamba on 3. Mamba on 3 in that race.
Another good one.
We got to add that one in. Mamba on 3 is the best name in that field. So we got to be going with that one. All right. So we're a week away and there are fixed odd prices that are out there at some of the sports books. If you want to go that route, as far as the Kentucky Derby goes, remember, if you're new to horse racing, it is parimutuel the vast majority of the time, whenever you're talking about how you're going to bet this. So the odds we see today might not be the odds that are going to happen on Saturday afternoon. So just keep that in mind as we head into this, Mike. The story is fierceness. Can anybody beat fierceness? Let's look at this horse and tell us, you know, give us your thoughts here, because it's right now sitting, I mean, it's sub 3-1 if you want to play fixed odd markets.
Right now, before we see the draw, and we'll talk about in a second why this draw is so important, is fierceness is my current pick early in this process here. If you look through what he has been able to do from a numbers perspective, significantly better than anyone else who is running in this field, close to 10 buyer points better, close to 12 time four points better. He's just run the best races. Now, the consistency is the question. He's run 3 very good races. He's run 2 very bad races. So we'll see where he draws and how that's going to affect him. The post draw, extremely important in the Kentucky Derby. This is the only race you're going to see with 20 horses all year. And when you look at the win percentages from posts, any horse that's drawn the 17 to 20 post is just 4 for 127 in this race. So 3.1% win percentage, which is absolutely atrocious. If you look through the 1 through 4 posts, no horse has won the Derby since 1986 from those posts. All 15 winners from the 1 and 2 posts were prior to that 1986 number. So if you draw the 1 through 4, the 17 through 20, your chances decrease significantly. In Fierceness's case, he wants to draw, we'll call it 8, 9, or 10, somewhere right in the middle there where he can show early speed, be able to sit outside your early leader, assuming it's coming from the inside, and then be able to make his move around the final turn. For him and for Sierra Leone, your other favorite, the draw is going to be massively important. Sierra Leone does not want to draw on the inside. If he draws on the inside, he's going to have to weave through 20 horses coming from the back of the pack and go real wide on the second turn to be able to make a run. So this draw today, very, very important, happening between 3 and 4 o'clock East Coast time at Churchill Downs. We're going to see where all these horses are in the post position. And this makes a big difference, especially when you're filling out your tries and your supers.
Mike, I'm going to ask you a question here when we come back on the other side, because this is the time of year where people, if they are going to look at, you know, at a horse race in depth, right? I mean, most of the people not really, I mean, peeling the curtain back here, Mike, I know this is something you do. Like, most people do not. They do not do a bunch of research. They go in and they just make a pick. But if there is a race that they're going to do any research in, it would be the Kentucky Derby. I do want to get your thoughts, because one of the things we hear, you mentioned Beyer. I mean, there's Brisnet out there. There is the Final Fractions Theory, all the different things like that. Your thoughts on those as well, because these are going to be showing up in preview articles that people are going to be writing over the next week. And maybe you can let people know if there's a lot of noise in that or if it's something that you take into your handicapping. Also, we're going to look at some of these futures in the NFL, how those changed after the NFL draft when we come back here on The Handle.
Hey, At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.